Looking back at number 33, notice the Catechism very clearly, very succinctly asked this question. And it's always important that when you want to get the right answer, you need to ask the right questions. And this is exactly what the Heidelberg Catechism does. It asks the right questions. It asks the things that are on the minds of people when they read the Word of God. So the question is, why is He called God's only begotten Son, since we also are the children of God? If we're the children of God, why is He called God's only begotten Son? The Catechism says, because Christ alone is the eternal, natural Son of God, but we are children of God by adoption through grace for His sake. Now, think about that for a moment in the day and age in which we live. We have very clearly people today, everybody thinks that they are the children of God. That is not what the Scripture teaches. It doesn't matter how politically correct it may be. The question always is what do the Scriptures teach? Not what placates man's feelings and emotions, but what does the Bible teach on these issues? Are we all the children of God? No. Jesus said there are those who are the children of the devil. Jesus Christ alone is the eternal, natural Son of God. We are children of God by adoption. Now, are we all the creation of God? Yes, we're all the creation, but we're not all the children of God. You're a child of God if you are brought into the household of faith. And that only happens by God's sovereign grace as He creates faith in the heart of those whom He has elected unto salvation from before the foundation of the world. Now, why we should not have a problem with that is because we know our sinfulness and we know what we truly deserve because of our sinfulness. You should be marveling. It should be a wondrous amazement to you that God has engrafted you into His Son, Jesus Christ, spiritually speaking, by His grace. That He's extended grace to us who are unworthy and undeserving of the least of God's benefits. And He has brought us in to be called His children. That's what John says. 1 John 3. He wants to cause us to be amazed. He says, behold, what manner of love is this, that we should be called the children of living God? It should be a wonderment to your mind that you are brought in and called a child of God. It should be an amazement to you to be brought into the household of faith and be called God's dear children. To be able to call Him Father. To be able to call Him Abba. To be able to call Him our God. To be in a covenant of peace with the Creator of the universe. That ought to astound you because you understand what your sins truly deserve. I think that the problem that we have today is that the law of God is not preached, is not proclaimed. The depravity of man is not declared amongst the people of God. And so we walk around thinking that we are good people. And why wouldn't God love us? Look at us. Look at what we've done. I mean, you remember the outcry in 9/11. What is it? When some kind of a disaster hits the United States, what happens? Why is that happening to us? Like we're righteous people that don't deserve any of these type of things. And that's simply not the case. If you are a child of God, you are a child of God by the grace of God that is in Christ Jesus. Number 34, why do you call Him our Lord? Because not with silver or gold, but with His precious blood, He has redeemed and purchased us, body and soul, from sin and from all the power of the devil to be His own. Being a child of God is one who has escaped the snare of the devil. As Paul said in 2 Timothy 2, that Satan has taken captive the unbeliever to do his will. John says in 1 John 5 that the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one, the domination of the wicked one. The whole world, apart from Jesus Christ, is in darkness, is in death, is under the realm of that domain of Satan. And they are doing, as Jesus said in John 8, they do the will of their Father. And their Father is the devil. If we're of God, we do the will of our Heavenly Father. But those who are of the devil do the works of their father, the devil. Practice them continually. That's the habitual lifestyle of those that are caught ensnared in sin. So Christ has become our Lord, our Master. We talked about that a little bit this morning in the Sunday school. Jesus is our Lord. We demonstrate His Lordship over us by our obedience to His commandments. Is it clear? Is it plain that Jesus says this? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things that I tell you? Let's turn it around. Don't call me Lord, Lord, unless you're going to do what I command you to do. Don't say you love me unless you are striving to obey my commandments. Because Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. Again, it's not a perfection in this life, but it is a direction of our life. But we begin to be obedient not only according to some, but according to all the commandments of God. We are freed from the bondage of sin. It no longer reigns over us. It still remains, and we still do battle with it, but it doesn't reign. It no longer directs and guides and instructs our life. We are ruled over by the principle of grace in Christ Jesus. And we need to appropriate that. We need to live out of that. We need to live as we are. We need to remember who we are, and we need to live out of that as those who have been delivered from the bondage of sin and Satan. That is why we call Jesus Christ our Lord.